We are going back 150 million years, and we are looking at a fossil from a rare coral reef from the bottom of the ocean. This is a fossil that was discovered in what is today the country of Germany. I am now holding the petrified form of a coral that was living 150 million years in the past. Let me turn it around a bit so all its details can be seen. Corals form in a very small part of the ocean's surface, but because of the biological activities they possess, they live alongside other living groups in the ocean. Populations form together with them. Because of these characteristics and the way that corals color the seabed, they are today the subject of much research and many documentaries because Allah creates them so brightly colored, mashallah, and in highly attractive shapes. Coral reefs are well known, but that is not a feature of this coral itself. A rock mass forms as the result of minerals accumulating on its surface and its own biological activity. It then combines with other corals, and since they all possess the same features, the result is a mass of coral. That is why these masses of corals are known as reefs. This fossil, which possesses the same feature, is 150 million years old. We can compare it with present-day corals. It is identical, even in the way it carries minerals and looks like a rock. We know that oxygen is found in dissolved form at the sea bottom in order to give rise to life forms, and that the same thing applied millions of years ago. The fact that a life form existing today also existed 150 million years ago shows us that the life form has never changed, has never evolved, and has never turned into any other living species. No other species has ever turned into this coral, nor has this coral become, let us say, a jellyfish, because this life form was living in the same way, in the same environment, millions and hundreds of millions of years ago, which means it had the same biological activity as its descendants do today. Indeed, present-day research and scientific reports show that when a gene from an organism that existed 500 or 600 million years ago is transplanted into that life form still living today, the same protein is again synthesized. In other words, in molecular terms, and I am setting this out for the sake of clarity, we can see that the factory, as it were, has never changed. When we give it the same blueprint, the same living body, in other words, it will manufacture the same product as the factory made 500 to 600 million years ago. To come back to this fossil, it is identical to its counterparts living today in the same habitat. I have just described yet another proof of Allah's immaculate creation.